From New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays, transcribed with John Chapman. Best Plays, a series of hour-length dramas selected from the outstanding successes of the New York stage. Now, John Chapman, drama critic of the New York Daily News, is here to introduce Geraldine Page and Ethan Frome by Owen and Donald Davis. Mr. Chapman.
Thank you. And greetings, audience. One of our two best playwrights of this best play is Owen Davis. The other, his son, Donald. Somewhere there may have been, or may still be, a frustrated dramatist who has written more plays than Owen Davis and has stored them in a trunk. But nobody has ever approached Owen's records for plays produced on Broadway. He can't remember exactly how many, so he puts the number at more than 300. They have ranged from popular melodramas like Her First False Step, shows that were quickly but expertly knocked together for William A. Brady and Al Woods, to the Pulitzer Prize play Icebound. Davis is a New Englander from way back. In fact, way back before the Mayflower, his forebears were on the stern and rockbound coast. So it was not unnatural for him to see play possibilities in Edith Wharton's fine New England novel, Ethan Frome. And with his son, he set to work upon it. The play was one of the most distinguished productions of its season on Broadway, and it enhanced the acting careers of Raymond Massey, Pauline Lord, and Ruth Gordon. The star of our own performance is Geraldine Page, a young actress of exceptional quality. She'll be playing the role of Mattie. With her, as Ethan Frome, will be Carl Weber. And as Ethan's wife, Zenobia, we are happy to have Evelyn Varden. The drama concerns the winter hibernation of New England farmers, and the scene is the Frome farmhouse in the bitter chill of northern New England. Is Harmon Gow, pounding on the door of Ethan Frome's little farmhouse. Harmon has a young man from the city with him, and the two of them are stamping and flailing their arms to keep warm, for it is a cold winter night in Starkfield, Massachusetts, and there's a bitter, chill wind cutting through the very fabric of their clothing.
Yep.
Ethan?
Yep.
This young fella here, Ethan, is a visitor. He's got to drive over to Corbury and back tonight.
Yep.
Can you take him, Ethan?
Nope.
Pay you a whole dollar.
Why didn't you get somebody up in the village to do it?
Well, they all said it was too cold, Mr. Frome.
But Harmon told you that cold or no cold, Ethan Frome would need the dollar. Is that it?
Well...
All right. I'll take you. Wait there.
No cold, Ethan Frome needs the dollar. And cold or no cold, Ethan Frome does not invite the man into his house. No outsider is allowed inside, for Ethan has kept to himself ever since one night 20 years ago. All that most of the people in the village know is that 20 years ago, something terrible, something terrifying happened to Ethan Frome. 20 years ago, when Ethan was 28 years old, it started in the kitchen of this same farmhouse.
Ethan...
What is it, Zena?
Listen to this from out of the mail order catalog. Energex vibrator, new type, tones up the system, beneficial in the treatment of all deep-seated complaints. If my complaints ain't deep-seated, I don't know what is. You don't care if your wife's ailing, do you?
How much does that thing cost?
$22.95.
How'd they pay for it?
Our cow's bound to starve long before pasturing time. We could sell her and get the Energex vibrator. Are you listening, Ethan?
Nope. I ain't.
The doctor says I won't live if you don't take better care of me. Mrs. Frome, he says, you see it, Ethan gets you a hired girl. I don't want you should wear your...
50 times I won't have any hired girl here.
Now, Ethan, Mattie ain't a hired girl. She's my cousin. She's coming all the way up here just to help me in my last sickness. Besides, the poor girl ain't got no place else to go. You can't turn her out, Ethan. My own flesh and blood. And being my cousin, of course, we won't have to pay her wages.
Well, I can't do it. And I won't.
Well, she's coming just the same, Ethan, and you just got to let her stay. The doctor says I just got to have somebody here.
The doctor.
She can do the housework without it costing you anything. Just a spare room and 3 meals a day. I'll see that's all she gets, Ethan, and I'll see it she earns.
She won't be no good to us.
She's got to be good, because she needs this place. She was working in the shoe mills for a while, and she had a job in one of them big department stores down there to Willimantic, but she didn't have much gumption, because her health would keep breaking down, and she'd keep on getting fired until now she just can't get a job. She needs this place.
Sounds promising.
Oh, here she is. Come in. Come in.
Hello. You must be Ethan.
Yep. Got him. You go along home. I'll put up the sorrow.
So you're messy.
How are you, Zena? My, just look at all them trees and all out there. My, it's real pleasant. How'd you say you was feeling, Zena?
How do I look like I was feeling?
Well, of course, I don't know how you're used to looking, Zena. And from the way you went on about it in your letters, well, I just don't know what all I expected. So I guess she ain't as bad off as you might be. Oh, look here, I brought you something. I made it myself. It's molasses candy.
Molasses candy.
Well, I guess it ain't so very good.
Well, Matty...
Oh, I'm awful glad to see you, Zena.
You will have to start right in, Matty. I got that shooting pain so bad I won't be able to help you much this evening.
Oh, I ain't a bit tired. I just want to look outside once more. Oh, it's so nice here.
Don't they ever close doors down to Willimantic?
Oh, awful sorry. I thought maybe you'd like it open.
What for?
Why, it's spring out.
It's cold. Now, look, Matty, you might as well know right from the start. You come here to work same as a hired girl, except, of course, we can't afford to pay you anything, but seeing you're my blood cousin, we'll treat you right as long as you behave yourself. And I see it Ethan takes you and fetches you from the church sociables once a month, and, of course, you live here and eat same as us.
Supper ready?
It'll be in a minute, Ethan. I've just been instructing, Matty.
Zena, I'm beholden to you. And I want you should tell me just everything you want me to do.
You might get supper.
Oh. Oh, you got it started already, ain't you? Stew, ain't it? It looks all right. I mean, I think the stew's about done all right, ain't it?
It was all right last night.
Well, you know how to get it onto a plate, don't you?
Well, I guess so. Now, the dishes... where are the dishes?
Never mind, I'll do it.
Oh, no, I'll do it.
I've got it.
Yes, I'm not much help.
I guess not.
Oh, I'll carry him to the table.
I ain't up to eating much, but I would like you to bring me something, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, I thought you'd be coming to the table, Zena. I'm awful sorry.
I ain't up to moving a muscle.
Well, here.
You don't look much like a good worker, Matty.
I'm terrible sorry. I want you should be pleased with me, Zena. You see, I got to stay. I just got to.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Ethan? She don't look much on housework.
Well, you ain't a fretter, anyhow.
Oh, thank you, Ethan.
It's all right, girl. It's all right. Let's see.
Oh, Ethan, why ain't you inside the hall?
I'm just waiting.
Another darn this fella. Come to every sociable for the past 6 months, wait outside till Matty's through. Go on in. Nicest sociable the church gave all year.
I'll wait here.
Now, suit yourself. I'm going home. Night, Ethan.
Night. Ruthie,
you see your father looking for you?
Sure. That's why I came out. It makes me sick, always following us around, watching us like a hawk. It ain't as if we wasn't going to be married. Oh, who's that?
Well, it's only Ethan. Hello there, Ethan.
Hello, Ethan.
Hello, Ruth. Ed,
why aren't you dancing, Ethan?
Oh, Ethan don't dance. He always waits out here like he wasn't wanted or something, don't you, Ethan?
Want me to tell Maddie you're here?
Nope. I'll wait.
She'll be along presently. She's dancing with Dennis Eady. she and Dennis seem pretty took with each other.
Oh, Ruthie, come on. Your old man will be coming out. Better hurry up if you want to go home with me instead of him.
All right, man. Night, Ethan. If you see the old man, don't tell him you've seen us.
Oh, he won't. He knows how it is. Don't you, Ethan? So long.
Night. Try to run.
Hello, Ethan.
Dennis.
I was looking for you, Ethan.
I am?
Yeah. Would you mind if I was to take Maddie home?
Yes, I would.
I got the old man's cutter waiting down there. Thought maybe she could take a little ride. We won't be long.
Nope.
I'll see if she gets home safe.
Nope.
Oh. Well, look. Why don't you come along, too?
Nope.
Hey, Maddie, see if you can't make Ethan come along with us for a little ride in the old man's cutter.
It's getting kind of late, Maddie. You coming with me? Of course, if you want to stay and go with him, I guess I can't stop you.
Come on, Maddie, I'll take you home. Ethan won't mind. Will you, Ethan?
Yes, I will. But not to her.
Oh, come on, Ethan, be a good sport. Can't you? You was young once yourself.
You going with him, Maddie?
I... Goodbye, Dennis. I hope you have a lovely ride.
Well, all right. Maybe next time, huh? Come on, Maddie.
Night, Dennis. If I'd known you was going to be put out about it, I would never stay till late, Ethan.
I ain't put out. Come on, if you're coming.
All right, Ethan.
I guess you've got a right to go home with him, if you want.
That's what makes me so mad.
Well, you have.
You thinking I want to be going home with him. Don't you suppose I know what walking 2 miles through the snow into Starkfield and back ain't much fun for you after a day's work around the farm? And you wouldn't walk it anyways if Zena didn't make you do it.
I might.
Would you?
I don't mind the walk.
Don't you, Ethan?
Nope. Lately, I've been getting so I kind of like it.
So do I. I like it an awful lot.
It's kind of lonesome out to the farm.
Don't it, though?
I think I like getting away a while.
It's real nice, all right, ain't it?
Zena ain't a whole lot of company when she's feeling low.
No, she ain't.
Not that I blame her.
Oh, no, Ethan.
No. Well, it's a great night out tonight, all right? Ain't it?
Ain't it just. I ain't a mite cold. Are you, Ethan?
Me? No.
I was thinking... It's so pretty up here on the hill. Them lights down yonder. I don't know if there'd be any harm in setting a while.
Don't know as there would.
Here's a nice place. There's fallen trees here.
Yeah. Ah, this is a nice place.
They go coasting down this hill.
I know.
You know something, Ethan?
What?
I ain't never been coasting. Not once in my life.
Oh. Well, would you like to go sometime?
Oh, would I? You just asked me.
Well, we'll go tomorrow night.
You know, Ned Hale and Ruth Bonham, they went down together and we was all watching. And all of a sudden...
What happened?
Oh, well, nothing, but almost. And you should have seen why they come just as close to running right plumb into that big tree down there and getting themselves killed. That big black elm down there at the bend. You see it over there?
Well... Ned, he ain't so much on steering, but I guess I could take you down all right. I guess you wouldn't have to be afraid with me.
No. Don't guess the word.
Ain't it? Lots of stars out tonight. Ain't there?
Ain't there just. Don't it seem like there's most a million of them?
There's more than that.
What do you know?
Yeah. See that one? That big fella there to the right?
Oh, yes.
I think they call him Aldebaran, or some such.
They do.
And that bright one, that's Orion. Oh. And that bunch of little ones. No, over there.
Oh.
You see? Swarming about there. Mm-hmm. They call them the Pleiades.
They do. Well, Gar, you know an awful lot, don't you, Ethan?
Oh, well.
How'd you ever come to find it all out?
That pretty near a year in Worcester, down there to the Technological College.
You did?
Yeah.
Well,
but about the time I got acclimated, the old man died, and I had to get back and take care of the farm.
That was too bad.
Yeah. And then my mother died.
Nina took care of her, didn't she, Ethan?
Right.
Zena was always a great hand for sickness and doctoring. She'd come over from the next valley to nurse Mother. That was a long, long winter, that winter.
I see.
It gets pretty lonesome sometimes in the winter.
Yes, it does, isn't it?
Yep, pretty lonesome.
Was that the same winter you got married?
Yeah. Right after the funeral, Zena was packing to go along back home, but I got to thinking, if I didn't get somebody around here to talk to, So I asked Zena to stay and marry me. She did. That's all.
I see.
Sometimes I think I might never have done it if Mother died in the spring instead of the winter.
So, you never got back to the college?
No. And I wasn't there long enough to learn much to speak of, just enough to get me wondering about things once in a while.
You know, I get to wondering once in a while myself about things, places. Nice, warm places, mostly. Like take down south.
Say, ever seen any pictures of them palm trees they have down there?
No.
Mighty pretty.
Oh, it's just a magic.
Well, for a good while there, I could call up the sight of them pictures easy. But these last couple of winters, the recollection's been getting kind of snowed under.
Oh, my. It must be real nice to travel places.
Yeah.
I got as far down as Hartford once. And I didn't get tired traveling at all. I could have just kept right on going and going and going. Oh, dear.
Glad you didn't.
So am I. Now, I like it in your house, Ethan.
Yeah. Still and all, I presume what folks say is only natural.
Well, what is folks saying, Ethan?
Well, they say that sooner or later you'll be leaving us.
Oh, Ethan. You mean Zena? You mean I don't suit her? Oh, Ethan, if Zena sends me away, I don't know where I'd go or what I'd do. Well, now, she'd only tell me what I don't do right. And you ought to tell me yourself, Ethan Frome. You ought to tell me what to do unless you want me to go, too.
Me want you to go?
You ought to tell me.
No, don't fret, Matt. Don't fret. All I was trying to say was folks are saying that sooner or later you might be wanting to leave us to get married.
Married? Why, who'd want to go and marry me?
Well, now, folks do marry. No getting away from that. So if you was to marry some fellow, why, it'd be natural you'd be leaving us.
Well, that's a mighty big if.
Matty, where are you going, Matty?
Oh.
Well, wait up a second. Oh, say, Matt. You ain't crying.
Of course I ain't.
Why, Matt, lots of folks would want to marry you.
Well, I ain't noticed any great rush so far.
Well, take now. I would, if I could.
You would? You would? Well, that's interesting, ain't it? Well, maybe you would, Ethan. But nobody else. And anyhow, you couldn't.
No, I don't guess I could. But I mean, if I could, I would. I would, Mandy. Honest.
And look, the house is dark.
That's funny. Zena always left the light go on.
Well, Ethan, you don't suppose...
No, she just forgot. Let me get the key from under the mat here. It's gone. The key's gone.
Ethan.
But she always left it before.
She always left the light on before, too.
Here, I'll light a match. Maybe the key's here.
No, Ethan, it's no use looking. I know it ain't here. And it's so late. Oh, Ethan, we shouldn't have...
Shouldn't have what, Matty?
Zena, what are you doing up?
I felt so poorly, I couldn't sleep. Well, come in. Come in. That's if you want to come in, you two. Getting a bit lightheaded lately, ain't you, Ethan?
Yeah.
This is the third morning you've shaved this week.
Oh, yeah. Sort of nippy, ain't it?
Mighty sharp this morning. You know what, Zini? I'd stay right under them blankets today if I was you. I'll have Maddie fetch the hot water bottle.
If I had someone to take care of things proper, maybe I could stay in bed.
Well, Mattie will do for you, all right?
Mattie, I have to work twice as hard now as I ever did before. That's what's ailing me, following her around, showing her, watching over her.
Well, now, Mattie's willing enough. That's one sure thing.
Ethan.
Come in, Matt.
Why, Ethan Frome, do you know it's almost 6 o'clock? Breakfast's been ready for hours. Morning, Zina.
Say, Matt, fill up that hot water bottle there. Zini's gone and got herself a terrible chill this morning.
I got my chill last night, getting out of a warm bed, going down them drafty stairs to open that door for you two in the middle of the night.
Well, I'll fill the bottle. I'll be right back.
Yes, that was my fault, Zini. I got gabbing with Ed Varnum about business, and first thing you know, I was late getting to the sociable to fetch Matty.
You're sure that's why you were late?
Sure. Well, Jotham's coming, and we're loading spruce and starting the haul over to Andrew Hale's place today. I guess I'm a little late getting started.
I guess you're always late now. You shave every morning.
Here you are, Zina. Here's the hot water bottle.
Give it here. I'll do it myself.
I'm terribly sorry about last night. It was just awful late, wasn't it, Zina?
Yes.
Well, it was all my fault, every bit. I went and promised Dennis Edie the last dance, and he just wouldn't let me go. And poor Ethan there was waiting out in the cold.
You're sure that's why you were late?
Of course.
You hear that, Ethan?
I hear.
I thought you had to get about your business, Ethan.
Well, I'll get there. You see to it that everything gets done, Mattie, so Zina can rest easy. She ain't feeling quite up to snuff this morning. I'll be back in time to give you a hand around the house later on.
Ethan, you tend to the hall and Matthew will see to the housework.
You want your breakfast now, Zina? I got it on the tray here.
All that food. Just going to waste.
Oh, you always say that, Zina. I guess whatever ails you, it ain't your appetite.
Matthew.
Yes, Zina?
You've been leading quite a lot of dances with Dennis Edie lately, ain't you?
Oh, well, I don't know. I guess he dances a lot with most everybody.
His father owns the Starkfield Grocery.
I know.
Dennis is quite a catch for some girl.
My, I should say.
I wouldn't stand in your way if he was ever to propose to you.
Oh, my, well, he wouldn't ever do that.
He might. If he was to give him the chance.
Why, Gory, whatever put that into your head, Zina? I never thought of him that way at all. I don't like him.
Paupers can't be choosy, Matthew.
Oh, I'm not choosy, Zina. Honest, I'm not. Well, like I was saying to Ethan only last night, I says, nobody ain't never asked me yet, I said. And he said, well, if he wasn't married, he might ask me himself.
Oh? So?
Well, so, of course, I said, well, saying that don't mean anything, but still and all, I says it's real nice of you to say it, and it was too, wasn't it?
That's enough.
Well, Zina, what's the matter?
Take my tray.
Why are you looking that way, Zina?
Take my tray.
All right, Zina.
Now get out. Get out.
Now, Matt. Matt, stop taking on so. What did Zina say to you?
It ain't what she said, Ethan. I'm so scared.
Oh, Matt, I wouldn't take too much notice. You know how she is these cold mornings.
Oh, Ethan.
What she said to you?
Nothing. It ain't nothing, Ethan.
If I was you, I wouldn't pay no never mind anything she says. I guess can't amount to much. Just don't take no notice of her at all.
No. Don't take no notice of me at all.
Zina.
Yes. It's me.
What you got your coat on for? Where are you going, Zina? Why ain't you staying in bed?
Matty, get out to the barn there and find Jotham right off and tell him I said he should hitch up the sorrel. You go along, Matty, and do like I say, and don't stand there gazing at Ethan, neither.
Yes, Zina.
I don't suppose you've got anything to say against Jotham hitching up the sorrel, Ethan?
Jotham's got the sorrel hooked onto the sledge, waiting to haul the spruce on over to Andrew Hale's place.
Is that... Oh, well, I need the sorrel. I'm catching the train to Bettsbridge.
Bettsbridge? What did you want to go to Bettsbridge for?
To see that new doctor, that's what for.
But you can't do that now, Zena. You know, we just ain't got the money to lay out for any new doctors.
You can say that, but right this minute I got pains way down to my ankles and shooting back up through me like I was being stabbed.
Zena, how are we going to pay the doctor anyway?
Well, I got what's left of the car money. It ain't much, but it'll have to do, I suppose.
But that's every cent we got in the world. You can't take that money, Zena. You just can't.
Why, of course I can, Ethan. And now somebody'll have to drive me over to the flat.
Well, I just ain't got the time. I got to see Andrew Hale and try and get cash enough out of him to buy feed for the stock, or all them critters will die on us.
I thought Andrew Hale didn't ever pay under 3 months.
Well, he don't, as a rule. But I need it bad. I just got to get enough of the feed, anyhow.
Well, Matty, did you tell Jotham to hitch up?
Yes.
Of course, you know, Ethan, I'll spend the night with Aunt Martha Pierce. There's only the one train up from Bettsbridge, so I don't figure I'll be back before tomorrow evening, if, then. Not that I'll be missed. I guess that you can get along fine without me. You and Matty.
Act Two of Ethan Frome, starring Geraldine Page with Evelyn Varden and Carl Weber. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Now, Act Two of the Best Plays production of Ethan Frome, starring Geraldine Page with Evelyn Varden and Carl Weber.
Ed?
Yes, Ethan?
Ain't that supper ready yet? I'm starving.
Well, just a minute, Ethan.
What you doing in there, Matty?
Now, never you mind.
Ethan.
Oh, hello, Jotham.
It's in your way, Matty. I just saw it before I got on down home.
Who's that?
It's only Jotham.
Oh. Say, Jotham, did you bring in that thing?
Ethan. She's sitting by the door there.
Is that Jotham?
Yep. Brought you something, Matt.
Well, what?
Mrs. Andrew Hale, give it to me. Here. Smell.
Why, my sake, that's apple cider, ain't it?
Yes, thought you might like it.
Oh. Well, it's gone long now. Having me snooping around, getting under your feet when you get the big supper to handle, ain't it, Matty?
Oh, not a bit, Jonathan. You stay and thaw out.
Oh, yeah, just so. I'll be moving along in a minute. Sure, I ain't in your way here.
Catch your death sitting around with that coat on, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it off till I go.
Here's the supper. Thaw out.
Oh, yeah, just so. I'll be moving along in a minute.
You just dig right in, Jotham. And you too, Ethan.
You ain't asking me to stay for supper.
Well, I fixed everything special.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just sure that I'm wanted to. No, I don't want to wear out my welcome.
Pickles?
There you are. Pickles, Jotham?
Yeah, don't mind if I do.
Say, where'd you get that there pickle dish, Matty?
Oh, up there in the cupboard.
Never seen it before.
Ain't never been used before.
Oh.
Don't Zena like pickles? Well, I do.
Me.
And me.
Say, this is a fine meal. This is just the most fun I ever had at mealtime. Need some help with them dishes, Matty?
No, thank you, Ethan. I can manage.
That was a mighty fine supper, Matt.
Oh, guess it wasn't so much. I could do even better than that another time.
Funny the way Jotham kept hanging around, waiting to be invited.
Funny the way he left soon as supper was over.
Say, Mac, it's snowing.
Oh? Suppose it'll interfere with Zena getting back tomorrow?
Never can tell this time of year. Say, ain't this the night we was going coasting?
Yes, but maybe it's too dark out.
Yeah, yep. Mighty peaceful tonight, ain't it, Matty?
Ain't it, though?
Yeah. Hurry up and set, Matt.
As soon as I put the dishes up.
I guess I'll pull my boots off.
Oh, no, let me do it for you.
No, Matt. You let me do for myself.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ethan. I didn't mean...
Matt.
It's all right.
Matt, that was real nice of you. And I didn't mean to complain. I guess I just ain't used to anyone doing for me. And, look, Matt, I'll give you a hand there.
No, you set, Ethan. You just set and I'll be through in a jiffy.
No. Here, I'll just...
Ethan. Oh, Ethan.
It's all right,
it's
Matt.
Broke. It's her pickle dish. It's all to pieces. Oh, Ethan, while she stayed...
But you couldn't help it.
She never meant it was to be used, even not ever. And I had to reach it down from the top shelf there. And she'll want to know why I did it. Oh, Ethan, what can I say?
Don't you say anything, Matt. I'll get another one just like it over to Starkfield tomorrow.
Oh, you can't. I know you can't. Nothing like it. I think it come from Zena's aunt. That one that married the minister all the way down to Philadelphia. Oh, Ethan, she hates me so. And she told me never to even touch anything of hers. She hates me, Ethan. And I'm scared of her.
No, Matt, don't fret. I'll pick up the pieces. Now, the chair. Matt, was it here? Right in the middle of this top shelf?
Oh, what good's that going to do, Ethan?
Well, I've arranged it. I'm making it look like it was all right.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that don't look so bad now, does it?
Well?
Look, Matt. From here, that ain't half bad. And I'll get some glue at the Widow Homan's tomorrow and stick them pieces together so, like as not, she'd never take notice till spring cleaning time.
Oh, Ethan, she don't never miss a thing.
Well, no. No, she don't miss much. That's a fact.
Still and all, it don't look half bad from here, Ethan. And being as she won't be back till tomorrow... I guess there ain't no use worrying tonight.
No, I guess there ain't.
All right, Ethan. Let's don't think about it anymore.
I've been looking forward a lot. All day I've been... Well, I ain't been thinking about a thing but this evening.
Me neither, Ethan. I've been most of the day fixing up my one and only.
That dress, it's pretty.
Oh, them doodabs is all coming off. I what I'd ever do if they did. Oh, now that dish don't look so bad now, does it, Ethan? I mean, considering. Ethan? What did she say to you up there this morning before I come up?
Oh, no, he wasn't going to talk about it.
Well?
She'll be back here this time tomorrow. Rocking away, creaking and... whining.
Ethan, I promise. I ain't going to even think about it once more tonight.
I wish that morning train be buried in 50 feet of snow.
Oh, Ethan, that's awful. It ain't right you should talk like that. Still and all, I bet some of them drifts over there to the flats is 50 feet easy. Oh, now, ain't it funny, Ethan, how all the things you ain't supposed to talk about is way by far the most fascinating...
Seems so.
My. Still snowing, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Ethan.
Hmm?
You know what? It's most 9 o'clock.
Oh, no. No, Matt, it ain't.
Well,
it is. It can't be already.
Look. Oh, my, don't it just go to show how the time flies?
You ain't going to bed, Matt.
Well, my. I guess it's time, all right. Of course, I ain't a mite sleepy. Are you?
No.
Still, suppose I ought to be going up now.
Don't go, Matt. Don't go right away.
No. I won't go right away, Ethan. So nice and warm down here. I guess I ain't hankering to go right up anyway.
Matty.
What was you going to say, Ethan?
Matty.
Ethan? What, Ethan?
Oh, Matt. Matt. Good night, Matt.
Good night, Ethan.
Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Ethan.
Supper ready?
Most. Oh, Ethan, did you get the glue to mend the pickle dish?
Here it is.
Oh, Ethan, I'm awful glad you didn't go and forget. I'd have just died. Are you sure we can fix it all right so as it won't show?
I'm sure going to try, Matt.
Well, let's fix it right off, Ethan, before supper.
As soon as I wash up.
We'll lay out an old piece of newspaper on the table and fix it on that, and then we'll have supper, huh, Ethan?
Here's something I brought you, Matt.
What?
Open it up.
Oh, Ethan.
It's for pins.
It's beautiful, Ethan. Nobody ever gave me a present before.
I sent it over to the Widow Holman's place when I was buying the glue. And I told Mrs. Holman she could wrap it right up and put it on the bill with the rest of it.
Oh, my, Ethan. My, it's pretty, ain't it? I'm most obliged, Ethan.
Well, looks like we might have one more evening, huh?
Oh, Ethan.
Hmm?
Ethan, Zena's coming.
Oh, no.
Well, look out the window.
Oh, well, now, don't fret me.
Ethan, the glue.
Here, I'll hide it.
The pickle dish ain't fixed. Ethan, what do we do?
Don't fret.
If she ever finds out, I don't know.
I'll go down in the night and fix it so she'll never know the difference.
Oh, but
it'll be like new, man. Just like new.
Just set my bag down here, Jotham.
Yes, Zena.
Well, Zena, you're home. Jotham, might as well stay for a bite of supper.
Obliged, Ethan, but run along down home.
Supper's ready, Zena.
Well, I ain't.
Well, I mean, if you
are. I'm going to my room and I ain't coming down.
I'm sorry, Zena, if you ain't well. I'll bring you up a bite.
I'm going and you stay right here. But, Ethan, you come with me. I've got something to tell you.
Well, Zena.
Sit down, Ethan. I'm a great deal sicker than you think.
Oh, now, I hope that's not so, Zena.
Well, it is so. I got complications. You know what that means. Complications is nearly always fatal. So it's no time to set yourself against me.
I don't aim to set myself against you, Zena.
See that you don't.
Is that what the new doctor told you?
That's what he did.
Well, what did he say you should do?
First off, he says I oughtn't to do a single thing round the house. That is, unless you want I should die.
Of course I don't want you should die.
He wants I should have a hired girl.
Oh, he does, huh?
Hey, I got Aunt Martha Pierce to find me one right off.
Zena, seems to me you're daft on having yourself a regular hired girl.
I told you, don't you never say that to me again. I don't want you should set yourself against me, Ethan. Everybody down to Bettsbridge said I was awful lucky to get a girl to come away out here, and I agreed to give her a dollar extra just to make sure. She'll be over on the Bettsbridge local tomorrow.
You had a right to tell me if you was going to go and hire a girl. You had a right to talk to me about it first.
How could I tell you before I started? How'd I know what Dr. Buck was going to say?
Did Dr. Buck say how I was to pay her wages?
No, he didn't.
Well, I can't. You'll have to send that there new girl right back where she's coming from.
Oh, no. I paid the girl half a month in advance out of the cow money and give her a dollar extra, like I said.
Well, you get that money back from her and send her a pack in just as soon as she comes. I can't afford it.
Oh, I guess we'll make out all right. There'll be Matty's board less, anyhow.
What?
Why, Ethan Frome, you didn't suppose I wanted you should keep two hired girls, did you? No wonder you were so upset about the expense.
Matty Silver ain't a hired girl. She's your own blood relation.
No, she's nothing to me. The new girl will be over from Bettsbridge tomorrow, Ethan, and I presume she'll have to have somewheres to sleep. So, Matty has to leave this house tomorrow afternoon.
Hello, Matty.
Oh, Ethan, I thought I wasn't ever going to see you again.
Why, Matt? Now, what did ever make you go and think that?
Well, you wasn't there for breakfast, and I was scared. And then when Jotham come and told me you said you was going to town and we wasn't to wait dinner for you. Oh, Ethan, I thought for sure I'd have to leave without seeing you.
Oh, no, Matt.
Oh, Ethan, you must be just froze and starved. You was down here all night, wasn't you?
Yeah. All night and all day. I've been figuring and planning and trying and striving. Maybe things will be straightening out. She said anything more?
She ain't said anything at all. I ain't so much as seen her. She's upstairs there and ain't been out of her room all day.
Matty?
Here she is.
Matty?
Yes, Zena?
There's quite a few things you want to do, you know, and you ain't got a lot of time.
Oh, what did she want to do?
My room ain't been touched yet.
Well, do it right away, Zena.
See what you do. And, Matty, there's a Huckabuck towel missing.
There is? Well, what do you know? Well, I ain't used any but the torn one you give me when I come.
Well, it's missing just the same. See that you find it before you leave.
I'll find it, all right, Zena.
I'd hate to see that girl run off with one of my best towels.
Zena, Matty's always done her level best for you, and you know it.
Well, it ain't enough.
Zena.
What?
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
It just ain't no use, Zena. For 7 years now, I've done all I could for you. And it just ain't no use. And I want you to listen to me now. Zena, I can't go on. I ain't never had a chance here. I mean, like, now, take the opportunities there is out there in the West. I want you to listen to me now. If ever I could get out there, I'd be sure of picking up work. Why, I might be able to make as much of my life as the next fella. I want a chance to make a fresh start. I want to get away and go out west and make a fresh start, Zena.
What did I do?
I'll give you the farm and the mill, Zena. For your own. I'll make them right over to you.
What did I do with them?
Well, if you couldn't get somebody like now Jotham, he's a good man, or somebody to run them and make them pay, you could sell them and keep the money.
Who'd I sell them to?
Well...
And how'd I eat till I did sell them?
Look, Zena, I'll raise some money for you. Some way, I'll borrow something somehow. Take Andrew Hale, he still owes me something on the spruce. He might pay up a little.
You seed him yesterday, what'd he say then?
Well, he'd give me the feed, all right.
Yeah, but not the money.
No, but if I was to tell him we need it bad, right off, for the doctor, if I was to put it up to him like that, well, he's a kind man and a good friend, and he might...
pay maybe a little cash.
Do you suppose Andrew Hay would ever help you run off and desert your poor sick wife who ain't hardly able to stand up? Andrew Hale, a man who's a deacon in the church and I don't know what all? Now, would he do a thing like that? Would he, Ethan Frome?
No. No, Zena. I don't suppose he would. Hello, Ethan. Zena?
Hello, Jotham.
Matty ready?
Matty?
Would you call him, Zena?
Come down here. Bring your satchel.
I got the trunk loaded on.
Fine, there's no need of waiting anymore. Matty?
Here I am, Tina.
Good. I'm still worrying about that Huckabuck towel.
I found it right off.
I thought you would if you was a mind to. Well, Matty?
Well?
About ready, Matty?
Well, I guess so, Jotham. Is it time? Should I go now?
That's all hitched and waiting.
You can go along home now, Jotham. I'm going to drive over myself.
I warrant you should stay here this afternoon, Ethan. Jotham can drive Matty over.
I'm going to drive her over myself.
I warrant you should stay here.
It don't make a bit of difference to me one way or another.
You can go along, Jotham. I'll drive her over.
You can wait in the barn, Jotham. Matty be right out.
Well, I'm obliged to you, Zena. I'll just wait and see whichever it is. Be real interesting to know.
I told you I don't want you should set yourself against me today, Ethan. I want you should stay here this afternoon.
Don't trouble about it, Ethan.
It ain't trouble. I guess it's little enough. I'm driving you over as far as the flats, Matty. And there ain't no one going to stop me.
My heart. Oh. First that pie of yours like to knock me down, Matt, and now Ethan setting himself against me and getting me all riled inside. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Can I get you something, Zena?
No, I'll be all right. Give me that chair.
Here you are.
I'll just stand up on it and get my stomach powder.
No!
The cupboard's too high for you.
I can manage. I should have tried that stomach powder last night when I said I would. I shouldn't never have tried to stand out against a heartburn like I... My pickle dish!
Oh,
I want to know who done this. I want to know who done this. I want to know who broke this pickle dish. And Laura Maple's best pickle dish. I put it up there on purpose and when we was married and it ain't been down once since. Not once, except and only come spring cleaning time, and I lifted it down myself each year with my own two hands, so it should never get broke. I want to know who could have done it.
I done it.
No, he didn't, Zena.
Matty.
It ain't Ethan's fault, Zena. I got it down from the top shelf, and I'm the only one to blame for its getting broke.
I don't see why you done it. I don't see how anybody could have done a mean thing like that.
I wanted to make the table look pretty.
If I'd only listened to what folks is saying, you'd have gone long before now, and this would never, never have happened. You're a no-good girl, Matty Silver, and I've always known it. I was warned against you when I took you in here out of the kindness of my heart, and I tried to keep my nice things where you couldn't get at them. And now you've went and broke the one thing I cared for most of all.
I like it up here on this hill with you, Ethan.
Me too.
What time is it, Ethan?
I don't know.
We'd ought to go.
I feel dizzy, Matt. Like I'd stopped in at the saloon down at Starkfield for a drink to warm me up.
We mustn't stay here any longer, Ethan.
I just wondered we should stand here a minute, Matty. Remember being here the other night?
Seems like it was years ago, don't it?
Matt, well, you... What'll you do?
Oh, well, maybe I'll get a place in the mills.
No, you can't. And if you did, steady standing and heavy lifting nearly done you before.
Well, I'm a whole lot stronger than I was, though.
And now you're just going to go and throw away all the good being here's done you. Ain't there any of your father's folks that help you?
There ain't any of them I'd ask.
Matt, you know there's nothing I wouldn't do for you if I could.
I know.
Matt, if I could have gone somewheres with you, would you have gone with me?
Oh, Ethan, Ethan, what's the use?
Tell me, Matt. Tell me.
I used to think of it sometimes. Summer nights when the moon was shining in my window so bright I couldn't sleep.
As long ago as that?
Yes, Ethan.
Oh, Matt, I'm tied hand and foot. There just ain't anything that I can do.
You can write to me sometimes.
Now, what good will writing do? I'm going to do for you, care for you like you need. I want to put out my hand and touch you. I want to be there if you're sick and when you're lonesome.
Oh, you mustn't think but what I'll be all right, Ethan. Oh, I wish I was dead. I wished I was.
Matt, don't say it.
Why shouldn't I say it when it's true and I ain't ashamed? I've been thinking it all night and all day.
Matt!
So, I want to be dead.
Now, you be quiet, Matt, and don't you even think it.
Nobody been good to me but you.
Don't go and say that neither, because I can't so much as lift my hand
for
you.
Well, it's true, all the same.
Look, Matt. Look, this sled someone left. We was going coasting here tonight, remember?
Yes.
I'd even took you coasting when you've been wanting to go all winter.
Well, of course it wasn't often we got the chance.
You know what? We're going down now.
Oh, no, Ethan. We can't. Oh, we can't.
Yes, we can, too. I guess we can do that, all right.
Well, I don't want to go, Ethan. And anyhow, the new girl will be waiting in the station. Her train gets in more than an hour before mine, and she'll be waiting.
I can't let you go now. I can't.
I've got to go, Ethan.
I'm not going to leave you.
If I miss my train, where'll I go?
Well, you go if you catch it. And what's the use of either of us going any place now without the other one?
Ethan. Ethan, we're going.
But where? Matt?
I want you should take me down with you.
Down where?
Down the hill, right off.
What?
On the sled. Down that hill so we'll never, never come up again. Never.
What do you mean?
Right into that big elm down there. Oh, you could do it. You could, what? Ethan, so we'd never have to leave each other anymore.
What are you saying? What are you saying? Oh, Matt. Matt.
Ethan, where'll I go if I leave you? I don't know how I get along alone. You said so yourself. You said I couldn't never do it. And I don't want to. And there'll be that strange girl in the house. And she'll sleep in my bed where I used to lie nights and listen to hear you come up the stairs.
I can't go back there. I can't go back to that place.
Oh, hurry, Ethan, hurry. Let's go now. Come on. Come on, get on the sled here.
Yes. Yes, Matty. We're going down first and together.
Yes.
Holding each other tight.
Yes, Ethan.
I want to feel you holding me.
It's going to hurt.
Don't be scared, Matt. It ain't going to hurt. It ain't going to hurt at all. We're going to fetch that elm so hard we won't feel anything at all. Except and only each other. Ready?
Ready, Ethan.
Matt. Matt.
Hold me tight, Ethan.
Boy.
Thank you. 20 years ago. 20 years ago, Ethan Frome said goodbye to the world and to his wife and lay down beside Maddie and pushed the sled over the crest of the hill toward that big elm at the bottom. 20 years ago, and still, Ethan lives in the same little farmhouse outside Starkfield. And people are not allowed in. Ethan has changed now. There are scars on his face. His hand is paralyzed. He limps. He's returning now from driving the stranger to Corbury and back for $1.
Hello, Zena.
Did you get that dollar, Ethan?
That's what I went for, ain't it?
Well, a dollar's a dollar, Ethan. But there ain't a whole lot for driving all the way over to Corbury and back this weather.
Another dollar will come handy, won't it?
Zena! Zena!
I'm coming. Don't you fret. I'm coming.
Will you wheel me into the kitchen, Zena?
All right, Matty.
I want to get warm.
All right, Matty.
Oh, Zena. You bumped my wheelchair and you hurt. You did that a purpose.
No, now don't say that, Matty. You can't say that when I've been doing what I can for you for 20 years.
Well, I wish you hadn't. Wish you'd let me die. Oh, why didn't you let me die that night they carried Ethan and me in here?
There you are. It's warmer in here.
I'm cold.
Here, I'll tuck your blanket in.
No, don't you touch me. Zany, you do it. You're so clumsy, always hurts me.
You're worse than a baby, Matty.
Well, I can't stand having him touch me. Oh, ain't you never gonna die, Ethan Frome?
The Fromes are tough, I guess. The doctor was saying to me only the other day. Frome, he says, you'll likely touch 100.
Just heard the Best Plays production of Ethan Frome by Owen and Donald Davis, starring Geraldine Page with Evelyn Varden and Carl Weber. Here again is your host, drama critic John Chapman.
This, to me, has been an absorbing and moving story. A good book, a good play, and I feel some good performances. Our thanks to Miss Page, Miss Varden, Mr. Weber, and their fellow players for bringing it to us. Next week, we shall offer another drama of considerable distinction. It is Robert E. Sherwood's play about the Arizona desert, The Petrified Forest. Experienced playgoers will remember that in this work, the late Leslie Howard gave one of the best performances of his notable career, playing Alan Squire, a philosophical desert wanderer. The star of next week's performance will be another English actor of remarkable quality, Cyril Richard. This is Chapman saying goodbye until next week.
Ethan Frome was transcribed and adapted for radio by Robert Senadella. Heard in the cast were Louis Van Ruten as Harmon Gow, Arthur Maitland as Jotham, Lawson Zerbe as Dennis, Bill Lipton as Ned, and Jane Webb as Ruth. Best Plays is an NBC production supervised by William Welch and directed by Edward King. Fred Collins speaking. Right here, Confession on NBC.